Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Benedict. As a young man, Benedict moved to Rome around the year 500 to further his education. There he observed that people were fearful, angry, lacking purpose, and unhappy. So seeking a more meaningful life, he left Rome for Subiaco, dedicating himself to work and prayer. And there, monks from a nearby monastery, having lost their abbot, invited Benedict to lead them due to his holy life and wisdom. Although initially reluctant, Benedict agreed, aware that his disciplined lifestyle might not be so well received by the distracted monks. And as abbot, Benedict instituted a balanced and ordered way of life, which the monks resisted. They resented the demands of a disciplined life and actually plotted to kill him. When they offered him a poisoned chalice of wine, Benedict made the sign of the cross over the chalice, and it shattered right before their eyes and spilled the poison wine harmlessly on the ground. Recognizing their failure to kill him, the monks felt fear and guilt, and Benedict, perceiving their continued intentions, their evil intentions, he left the monastery, but without holding a grudge, and he returned to Subiaco. And many, attracted by his peaceful and balanced way of life, sought his guidance. And he established 12 little communities there, offering them this simple way to achieve happiness through a well-ordered and balanced way of life. Like them, do you seek a simpler, happier life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Benedict realized the most basic human desire that everyone wants to be happy, and happiness is to possess the good things that fulfill or complete our human nature. And Benedict realized that in general, God designed the human person to need specific things to be happy. Actually, 6 specific things. So let me ask you, what do you want to be happy? I want union with God, to have a deep relationship with Him that comes through a frequent reception of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and daily mental prayer. But we also want good physical, mental, and emotional health that comes from sleep and good nutrition and hydration, exercise, hygiene. And don't we want good relationships with family and friends? As well as everyone wants some meaningful work in which we do good for others and good for the world, but we also have a desire to know, so we want knowledge and truth. In fact, our intellect needs to be fed by reality in the form of truth. And finally, we all desire beauty. Our emotions need to be nourished by reality in the form of beauty. And I think these are the ingredients, the recipe for a happy life. Now, there's a caution here because money, time, and power will not make you happy. These are not goods in themselves. They're just means to goods. Their only point is that they have the potential to help you get the 6 goods. In fact, if we had everything we needed to be happy, we wouldn't need more money or more time or more power. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we need a way to organize our lives so that we can make sure that we get the things we need to be happy. Saint Pachomius, and then Saint Basil, and finally Saint Benedict, whom we celebrate today, they suggest a rule of life I like to call it a recipe of life. We need the right ingredients in the right order and the right proportion so that we can be happy. So I think a recipe for life begins first with not wasting the last part of our day so that we can go to bed on time, get the right amount of sleep, or at least rest, so that we can then have time, leisurely time, for a deep relationship with Jesus in prayer and even morning mass. But then we also need time to buy and prepare and eat real food, not all that processed junk that's killing us, but also so that we can have good conversations over our meal. And we need exercise, but we also need time for a relationship with our family and friends every day. And yes, we need meaningful work inside the home and outside of it. And we also need to feed our intellect with knowledge and truth. And we need to experience beauty in its many forms. Those are the ingredients for happiness. Now, we just need to create the recipe so that we can have all of those every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So this recipe for life needs both structure and flexibility. The six ingredients provide the structure because they actually fulfill the way God designed us. And there needs to be an order to the way we pursue them. For example, we're not very good at anything without sleep or at least rest. And that's why I suggested, pay attention to how you use that last part of your evening so that you can go to bed on time and get up on time. And the most important ingredient we need is God. So time in prayer has to be the priority. It should come first in the morning. And as C.S. Lewis writes, put first things first, and we get the second things thrown in. Put second things first, and then we lose both first and second things. So we need these ingredients, but we need to keep them in order. Love the lesser things less, love the greater things more, for virtue is rightly ordered love. But not only do we need the structure, we need flexibility. Some days, more work is required than others. Other days, we have more opportunity for relationships and friends. Some days, the pursuit of knowledge and beauty only gets a little bit. And we should always keep in mind being creative in combining two or more of these at once. For example, I turned my garage into a gym. And my son-in-law and my sons come over to lift weights. So then we get exercise, and I get time in relationship with the most important people in my life, and we always talk about the most important things. And then I grow in knowledge in conversation with them. So get better at combining these things, and you'd be amazed how much you can get in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now people often object, there is no way I can get all six of those ingredients in every day. That's impossible. Some people might even want to poison me. Or at least many people say, it's just too overwhelming to try to change everything at once. Okay, let's go step by step. First, track where your time is actually going right now. For the next 7 days, keep track where you spend your time every 30 minutes. Keep a little log. You might be surprised how you spend your time. And then review it, and then cut out all the bad ingredients from your life, especially the distraction that comes from being overcommitted, the unnecessary busyness, but also the news, entertainment, and your phone. And then you will find that you have all kinds of time for the right ingredients. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
Well, first of all, I suck at this. Second of all, I'm surprised no one's poisoned you yet. But mostly, I think I was trying to figure out why I so often miss out on these opportunities anyways, as often as we talk about scheduling them. And I think it's really, if you don't set aside time in your schedule for it, it's not gonna happen. So I'm so chaotic that I can often just be like, and at some point I'll get a rosary in before bed, or at some point I'm going to do my meditation. At some point I will run to the store, and at some point I'll do that. But if I don't schedule in and actually do the math about my day, it's not gonna happen.
Do you like living in the chaos?
Unfortunately, yes.
But do you really like?
Look at me.
I know. I'm not asking. But you still haven't answered the question. Do you really like?
I did answer the question.
The chaos?
I think I do. That's my problem.
Oh, you think you do?
No, I do.
Really?
But it seems like you want to refute that. It seems like you're not going to accept my answer.
No, I don't accept it. I don't believe that that the chaos brings you peace, happiness, and contentment.
I think that's crazy. You've just spent a month with me in Europe. I think that is where I am most... I don't plan.
And...
What are you going to do with this now?
What happens when you don't live according to, so we take
It's actually it's this. If I want to prove myself wrong and you right, it's that I like the chaos in the moment, but the chaos always runs me into trouble.
That's a really good way to put it, because that's actually the way we all are.
Like you saw that my biggest Achilles heel is just that I run until I'm entirely out of battery. And it's like I drive the car until it's completely out of gas, and also there's no gas station within miles.
Yes.
And that's the consequence of the chaos.
Yeah.
Now, if I could enjoy a little bit of both, where I can have the chaos, but just enough foresight to know where my gas tank is at,
Yep.
psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, physically, then I could still, essentially, I need the priority of, do you still know where the gas station is? Do you know where you're at, when you're going to need that? Then you can have time for spontaneity,
Yes.
but
Good point. Good point. The
you can't ignore it entirely.
a rule of life in no way removes spontaneity. I would actually say it carves out places for spontaneity.
And I think driving is a really good example of that, because it's like you got to look at your map beforehand.
Yep.
You got to know what the important stops you have to make. You got to
Yeah.
stop for food, you got to stop for gas, you got to pick up your friend on the way, and you got to get to your destination. You know that for a fact. Now, you also want to have the ability to, while you're driving, be like, "Oh, there's a crash. I should go around this. Oh, this is actually a little bit faster. I'm going to turn left here," because
Yeah.
you know what your destination is,
Yeah.
and therefore it is easier to be spontaneous
Exactly.
because you know your map well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would venture that you would have had an even better experience with our time in Europe if you could have lived a little bit of more of a rule of life during that time.
I'll say what I said before. I regret nothing and I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
It's true. Because then it's like you can essentially stretch that gas farther because you actually know how to effectively drive that route.
Yeah. But when there's no plan in our life, I think when there's no plan, I think essentially two things happen. We get overcommitted and then we get wiped out.
Yeah, those are my two daily
We get
struggles.
overcommitted and wiped out, and then because we're wiped out, we just want to veg. And those two things are both the consequences, the symptoms of sloth.
I think this is a really good point, because I think if we planned our day out well, we would never want to veg. Not because everyone thinks, oh, if the solution is if I fill out my day so densely, then I won't have time to veg. That's not the point, because then you're gonna have a deep desire to veg. But if you
Yeah.
plan out your day well so that you pace it,
Exactly.
so it's pleasant to walk through for the
Exactly.
most part, then at the end of the day, that's when you go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the desire to veg comes from that overexpenditure where you're completely you're overtired and you can't fall asleep.
That's exactly right.
You're over socialized, but now you can't be alone.
Yep. Or you're overworked.
That's so overworked you can't rest.
Yeah.
But I think if you pace your day well, it ends exactly when it's supposed to end and you just go to bed.
And the pace is provided by the structure, by the recipe, by the rule of life.
Now my struggle is actually more on the opposite side. I don't want to veg as much at night as I do in the morning, because
Okay.
I am not a morning person.
Okay, well, either way, when we're tired, basically you're saying when we're tired, we want to
We're
veg
tired.
because we don't have the right pace. And the recipe, the rule of life provides a pace where we can get the most out of life.
the most out of even the content that we would be watching.
Yeah, anything. Or mm-hmm. the relationship, the conversation, mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah, because you don't want to veg on content, but you also don't want to spend time with people in order to veg. You don't want to treat those people like you're not actually there.
That's what we do.
We really do. Where it's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my friend. I'm going to be on my phone the whole time, but I don't want to be alone right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think first it begins with the desire of, am I really peaceful with the way my life is, or is it chaotic and I want something different? And then for the next week, take stock of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Make a log of how you're spending your time, and then make a plan.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.